This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December the 26th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 91 verses 1 to 2. It says there, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." End of quote. Ralph Waldo Emerson, an American lecturer, philosopher, and poet, said this, "The best lightning rod for your protection is your own spine." End of quote. In a sense, he was saying your backbone is the best protection you have. I admit I'm not a neurologist or an expert in the medical field, but I was told the memory and spine are connected. The neurons in our spine carry pain signals from your body parts to the brain. Ralph was an ordained pastor who eventually moved away from his faith after the death of his wife. He used to visit his wife's grave daily. Later in his life, he was afraid to trust himself in the society because of the failure of his memory power. He found a difficulty in getting the words he wants to speak. Ralph Waldo Emerson, Wikipedia. Julia Hoban is an American author of children's books. Her famous book, Willow, explores the survivor guilt of a 16-year-old teenage girl whose parents died in a car accident when she was driving. Julia Hoban, Wikipedia. One night, her parents consumed too much wine in a dinner and asked her to drive them home. Though she did not have the license, she drove the car. However, the crash happened and she lost both of her parents. She says in her book, "I guess what scares me the most now is the thought that I won't be able to protect you." End of quote. Julia Hoban, Willow. A cry of a little girl. I think Julia Hoban conveyed the truth that all of us should keep in our mind. The scary fact is this: we won't be able to protect ourselves or others we love by our strength or power. Ultimately, don't you know all protection, healings, and deliverance come from the hand of the Almighty God only? Every little bit escapes, comforts, healings, and well-being directly come from the loving God's hand. Believers in Christ also live temporarily in this evil-bound and wicked world. God has not delivered us from this cursed earth as of yet. We could also face the power, temptations, and consequences of sins when we live here. The whole world is still in the curse of the original sin. But in the midst of all, the loving God promised His protection and deliverance. If we dwell in the shelter of the Most High and rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91 verses 3 to 16 gives the various promises of God for our protection and well-being in the midst of all problems and dangers, if God is our dwelling place. Now, beloved, how can I dwell in God? You can dwell in God when you believe Jesus died for your sins. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20 that God bought us with a price upon our acceptance of Christ as our Savior. The price was the shed blood of Jesus Christ, fully paid for the remission of all of your sins. You are not your own, but you belong to God. You dwell in Him, and He dwells in you. Jesus also said, "The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love and show myself to them. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." In other words, the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit, will come and dwell in a person who listens, loves, and obeys Jesus Christ. In short, if you belong to Jesus Christ, the Almighty God dwells in you and you in Him. Then we can confidently say this: I will dwell in the shelter of the Most High, and I am in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Dearly beloved, yes, Julia Hoban is correct. She could not protect her dear parents from crash and death. Ralph Emerson's life history teaches he could not protect himself either later in his life. However, there is one who can defend and protect and deliver us. The truth of the matter is this: the word says God Himself is the refuge. Did you consider the protection, salvation, comfort and deliverance available in the person of Jesus Christ, who loved you and came to this world and died for all of your sins? Beloved, if you are in Jesus Christ, that means if you accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, then you are safe and secure now and throughout all the eternity. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know no human being can protect me or my dear ones. I believe my help, protection, and deliverance come from you only. I believe in Jesus Christ, who died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. Please come to my life. Please protect and save me. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.